This is life, only on Tea Life.
Konnichiwa, Aisha and CFM. Hey, it's TB. Getting enough nutrients while staying within your daily calorie intake is tough. Sometimes you'd want more of those noodles, or you know, you slip in some snacks in between. So a fitness coach recommended us to make homemade spring rolls with rice paper. Now you might think, okay, that sounds great, but if we can deep fry it. I'm gonna have to stop you right there because we don't do that. For these low calorie yet filling homemade spring rolls, you fill it up with mushrooms, cabbages, cucumbers, and a protein of your choice. So it can be shrimp, chicken, beef. And by taking 12 of these, you'd only be ingesting 700 calories, which is very low, yet very filling. Yes, the coach actually said that she can have 12 in one sitting, and that only gives you 700 calories, which is good enough. And by having 12, I don't think you can actually finish that. Like for me, probably like 3 or 4, I'd be stuffed already. And once again, the recipe is pretty simple. Get your dose rice paper, Vietnamese rice paper, alright, and then you just fill it up with your mushrooms, cabbage, cucumbers, and shrimp, chicken, or beef. I feel like this is going to be a great recipe for your cheat day as well. 12 on TFM.
Sit back and relax and enjoy Tea Life.
Hello, welcome back to The Night Show here. Hey, it's TB here. Alright, the next best low-calorie food that you can make to make you feel stuffed is potatoes. I know you must be thinking, that's crazy. Most coaches and, you know, nutritionists would tell you to avoid potatoes because it is starch high in carbs as well. But having potatoes is better than having rice. And in addition to being low in calories, you can make tons of different potato dishes so you won't get bored eating them. Like rice, you can just make rice and fried rice and that's it. But with potato, you can make croquet, you can make mashed potato, you can make boiled potatoes, you can make lots of different types of this, even loaded fries, for example, right? Lots of different ways you can make it. Just control your portions and go big with the proteins and veggies. So if you have potatoes, make sure, like we all said, even diet and even nutrition meal, right? So after potatoes, make sure you have your broccolis, your greens on the side, and also your protein sources like chicken or beef or shrimp. On TFM.
Hot, just like Tea Life.
Annyeonghaseyo, Night Show and TFM here. Hey, what's up? You're back with me, TP. Okay, so finally, one of the best low-calorie foods that fill you up is rice cakes. Okay, so I know what you're thinking. You're like, TP, are you sure rice cakes like tteokbokki or like those Chinese one we eat during Chinese New Year? Okay, no, okay? This is not the normal rice cakes that we have as Asians. Like, you're thinking tteokbokki, I know. But no, we're not talking about that. Instead, this is the crispy rice crackers that usually Westerners have, all right? Now, usually, one would mix Greek yogurt with a maple syrup and spread it on the crispy rice crackers, then top it with fruits to get in the vitamins and minerals and fibers. It's easy to make, yet filling, and of course, delicious. So for us Malaysians, right, you can actually get those plain rice crackers with low calories. There's on the market shelves, you can get it easily, and it would do the trick for you as well. Get those crispy rice crackers, plain one, all right, you can get it in low sodium, if even better, and then you just put your, you know, Greek yogurt to get it with maple syrup. If you want to skip out the maple syrup, go ahead, top it with fruits and vegetables if you want. Like cucumbers would be great, carrots would be great as well, but berries and bananas are very, very good. This could be your snacks and it will fill you up easily, and you don't feel guilty with the calories that you take as well. TFM.